This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Tommy, what do you got?
McFarland.
Oh, come on. What is that?
Do you want to try again?
What is that? There's nothing.
That was a whisper.
Well, yeah, a whisper. By the way, that voice you hear is Pat from Play Tessie. I'm Rob Bradford. This is the Baseballs and Boring Show. Hey, you know what I say about preseason football? Boring. Boy, and I'm not even saying that. Like, I'm not even like pretending to say that. I'm like, honestly, people tied themselves in a knot to think that preseason football is exciting or something that you should pay attention to. Fine. Do what everybody else does. Look at the clips on social media. Boom. That's it. Because you get a guy in for a series and then he's out the door. You know what this is? This is just hardcore baseball conversation from stem to stern, Pat. Yo, McFarland, by the way.
McFarland.
Yeah, like that comes from the what do you call it? What's that thing right there?
Diaphragm. There you go.
That comes from, do it again, Tommy. Come on.
McFarland.
I don't feel like you know where your diaphragm is. Things that I didn't say when I woke up this morning. All right, McFarland to everybody. McFarland to all these fine folks out here on Lansdowne Street waiting to get in to the Ford Fenway. We're at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios the Fenway Park where everything's happening. It's a magical place, Pat. It's a magical place. And I guess it's going to get even more magical in the next hour or so because they're having a Jaren Duran lookalike contest. If you want to step out and participate in that, Pat, would you like that?
Dead last.
Can we put a bag on your head and just have you like flex your traps?
Sure.
Like
No. You're going to hold me to that. No.
Yes. Yes. So all these people we've seen so far, I've seen one person that looks like Jaren Duran so far. Can you guys hear me out there? No? Yes? Yes? I don't know. We'll keep an eye on. Well, maybe we'll give you an update about what the Jaren Duran lookalike contest is all about. But Lucas Giolito was going to come down to the studio here, but evidently we can't power through the Jaren Duran crowd. So that's okay because he's going to call in at about 140, 145 or so. Obviously, it's always a good time when you sit down with Lucas. I preferably like to sit down face-to-face. That's usually what our contract entails, you know, because just two guys, in this case, three guys, is chopping it up, right?
Yeah.
Talking about...
Ideal world.
Ideal world. It's not... You know what? Sometimes look-alike contests just trump all. So we're going to check that out. I am anxious to see the Jaren Duran look-alike contest. So that's going on at Fenway Park. But other things that are going on at Fenway Park, Pat, like I said, the aforementioned mention, it's a magical place. Lucas Giolito, the aforementioned Lucas Giolito, said, it is a magical place. There is no better place to pitch than Fenway Park. They are, what did I write this morning? 25-4 at Fenway Park, I believe, or someone 24-5 since June 10th at Fenway Park. That's incredible. That is incredible. And so Alex Cora was talking about this yesterday, talking about why are you so much better at home, and he cites a right-handed bats. Well, okay, that's one thing, right? But let me ask you this, Pat, is that when you look at this team, this is my biggest takeaway. This is more important than any stat that I'm going to throw out there. This is more important than Drake May, the one series he's going to get in. This is more important than any of those things. It's how you felt, how Fenway Park felt last night when you have Sandy Alcantara basically dominating you. And you're like, oh, there's no way. How do you beat this guy? He's so good. He's so good. He won the Cy Young. He's so good. It's unbelievable. And he's dominating you. But even then, and Lucas, he's not giving up runs, but they're hitting hard balls all over the place. So still, normally, you would say, well, that's not good. It's not going to trend well. And so then you get to the sixth inning, the seventh inning, and this is how I felt about last night's game. And this is how I feel right now as we sit here, as people trickle into Fenway Park. There is that feeling that you pay for your ticket, you're going to come away with a good experience. That is just simply not, hasn't been the case. You pay for your ticket, no matter if the other guy is pitching a perfect game through five innings or whatever, it's going to work out. It will work out. You will get the walk-off. You will get the win. Whatever it is, that's how it feels, certainly more than the last couple of years. And if you want to weigh on in, I see everybody lining up, 617-779-7937. But more so than ever before. And another example of this was, what was the, they had another promotion yesterday, the Unwell. It was Alex Cooper, right? So Alex Cooper and her podcast people, they were throwing out the first pitch. Last year, it was nuts. I mean, people legit, half the crowd paid tickets to watch her throw out the first pitch.
Yes.
Last night, I was watching it from up in the press box. Like, I mean, good for them for doing it. But my point is, people are much more intent on finding out what happens in the baseball game than finding out what happens after you get your bobblehead doll and eat a bunch of food and drink a bunch of stuff, right? It feels that way tremendously more than it does a year ago. And I've been ranting for the last 10 minutes. Pat, you tell me if I'm full of hooey.
No, I totally agree. And one thing that stood out last night especially, Sandy is dominating the lineup. And
Dominating.
There was shots in that sixth inning before Bregman hit the game-tying RBI. And there are people hanging on to every single pitch.
Which is completely different.
In the sixth inning.
Right.
Like, in a sold-out Fenway, holding on to every pitch in the sixth inning. We haven't seen that since the tail end of 21.
I'll give you another one. You go to the end of the game, and I know it's a close game, and I know it becomes 1-1.
Yep.
Everybody stayed. Like, everybody. I looked at the entire – I did a scientific experiment, and I looked at the entire crowd. I looked up at the last row of the last row of the last row. Everybody was staying. That also wasn't the case. And I think that what you described, and I mentioned this to Cora, who, by the way, is what's the percentage of him getting a baseballs and boring tattoo now?
It's got to be getting up there a little bit, right?
Well, we'll check it out.
We'll check it, yeah.
But I said, in Philadelphia, people who have gone to games at Citizens Bank Park, especially in the postseason, they know that you have, you know, three rows deep of standing room. And those people are literally reacting to every pitch exactly like, just like you said, Pat. Exactly like you just described. That's what happened. And I get it. Friday night crowds are always the best. But still, there's that overall feeling. And how can you not have that overall feeling when you have this unbelievable record, 24-5 since June 10th at Fenway Park. You have all the success. You have 10 walk-offs. You have all of this. How can you not feel that way? But my point is that we're sitting here in mid-August and we're going to pick through Alex Bregman's future, Garrett Crochet, whatever you want to do, like where they go, the potential holes in the boat, whatever it is. We can talk about all of that. But the fact of the matter, one thing that we should stop and realize is that a year ago, with all due respect, this Jaren Duran lookalike contest would be the biggest draw.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest draw now is the game.
The team, yeah.
The team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and like we've kind of been saying, it's in years prior, like it was always you were coming for the outside of baseball parts of Fenway, whether it was bobblehead night or unwell or whatever. This year, like you were saying, it's totally different. People are bought into this team. They want to come and watch the game. They're not here for the promos. They're not here to see XYZ. They're coming to see.
Well, they're not here to see XYZ?
They're not here to see XYZ.
Okay. I'm just checking. All right.
Yeah. No. No XYZ.
By the way, Tommy, good job. Tommy, the producer. Sox percentage chance to win. Oh, Rickroll. No. Alex Cora's chance to get a baseballs and boring tattoo.
Yep.
Which would mean the Red Sox won the World Series. 4.76%.
Yep.
According to... Don't Tom, what are you doing? According to Google.
I'm just citing my sources.
I got the Fangraphs one.
Yeah. What's the Fangraph one?
Fangraphs is 2.7.
Is I gave really? You better odds, Bradford.
Inexplicably, the Yankees are at 8.3.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they had the rough road trip.
I think it was up around like 5 at one point.
Well, I know that when I cited it was 3.8 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I think it peaked
at 5. But, yeah. So, hey, Tommy, you and your generation with your Google AI, wrong again.
I gave you better odds. I'm helping you.
Why are you helping me?
Because 4.7 is lower than 2.
Listen, when the rubber meets the road at the end of October, that's all I care about. I'm not going to be saying, hey, what are the odds? If the Red Sox are up 3-0 in the World Series, best of 7, against whoever, I'm going to say, I know the odds of him getting a tattoo. I'm setting up the appointment for him to get the tattoo, right? By the way, Pat, have you agreed to get the tattoo?
I believe I did. I believe I didn't spring. I think we all did spring training.
No.
Not Gordo. Me and Sammy in spring training. Yep.
And by the way, you were present yesterday when Roman Anthony absolutely positively said he would get a tattoo.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
Sort of.
My
takeaway from that Roman Anthony conversation, and we've had some good Roman Anthony conversations.
Oh, we've had some great
There's ones. A big Roman Anthony play testing news coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's under wraps right now.
Under wraps. Yeah, we'll get that in a little bit. But check your feeds at Play Tessie at BB Isn't Boring. But Roman Anthony said that he has 6 tattoos.
Yes.
That shocked me.
Shocked me.
Because you don't see one of them.
No. He was like, yeah, you said you don't have any tattoos, right? He goes, what? Yeah.
No, you have 6. So I'm like, well, you're going to get a baseball, some boring one.
Yes. And then he was like, maybe. And then you try to pitch him, well, Cora already said
No, I said, I'm going on the radio. I'm going on the radio. I'm going to say
declare
you.
It.
Declare it. Let it be said. Yep. Let it be done.
Yep. There it is.
All Roman right.
Anthony. All right. In.
Well, speaking of Roman Anthony, I don't know if you know this. He's good. Did feel a little bit bad because I asked him to do the viral video, which is up on the EEI account, on my account, where he and Bregman proclaim that, yes, salsa is better than ketchup. It's science. That's verbatim. I transcribed them, both of them. They said, salsa is better than ketchup. It's science. And then he went and struck out the first 2 times. But like everything, perfect example of what we're talking about, Pat, right? Roman Anthony strikes out the first 2 times. No one's sitting there like, oh my goodness, this guy stinks. What are you doing? What are you doing? No, you know something's good is going to happen. And sure enough, what happens? He punctuates the evening by crossing home plate, and the Red Sox win, right?
Yeah, and it's so crazy to me how fast he became, like, that, like, safe part of the lineup. Like, it's insane to me, meaning, like, every other rookie, for the most part, like, when you come up, they're like, Sandy, like, I have the utmost confidence in Roman against any pitcher in the league. And even when he's not getting hits, like you pointed out, he's contributing. He walked twice, he scored the tying and winning run, like, he's doing things outside of just hitting. He's a professional hitter. He's getting on base. His OBP is over 400 right now as a 21-year-old.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it. Good job by you.
Thank you.
Which is, how do you feel when he's up at an important time?
So safe.
So safe.
So safe.
I mean, even if it's going to be a walk.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, you know, that dynamic of Anthony and Bregman and Durant. And I know people say, oh, well, Durant isn't prototypical. Go look at his numbers, man, since he moved to the 3 spot.
Yeah.
They're good.
They're great, yeah.
Right? So they figured this out. This is one of the things I talked about. We go back to Alex Cora earlier in the year. about, remember, everyone's like, oh, he's having his worst year. Some people like saying, oh, you got to move on from Cora, so forth and so on. And I always said this, usually when a manager who has proven himself to some degree isn't good at that time, a lot of times it really is just figuring out what you have, finding the pieces. Where do the pieces fit? And I think that's exactly what Cora has been able to do all the way up until this lineup adjustment, all the way up until finding, you know, pieces in rotation, all the way up to how much do you lean on a Justin Wilson, or how much you're going to have to lean on a Steven Matz, or how little do you lean on Jordan Hicks, whatever it is. But you figured out what works, and that's when you take off. You don't think Pat Murphy has a great idea about how everything fits with the Milwaukee Brewers? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And I think the other thing, too, is it kind of got glanced over just because of everything else I have at the deadline. They kept all the outfielders, and Alex Cora has found the perfect way to get guys in, out. And then, unfortunately, obviously, Marcelo got hurt, so Sedan's playing a little bit of second. But he has found how he can get every single guy on this team in the game in the right spot, where they fit in, how to get all four outfielders at bats and key points. He's figured out the bullpen usage. He's kind of backed off of Weissert a little bit. He's been better. Whitlock's been great. He's deploying. One thing that he's done this year that I truly love.
What do you love?
He's not using Aroldis Chapman strictly in the ninth. He's using them for heart of the lineup in the late innings. And then at that point, then you go, you know, your Weissert, your Whitlock. He's now found the groove of how this team fits together and where to put.
Okay, so that leads us to WEI put up a poll. Ken Laird, P1, also the brand manager, Ken Laird, put up this poll yesterday. And it was, I should go look it up. I shouldn't just rattle it off. I'm not doing it justice. I did put up a poll, another poll, by the way, off of which is better, salsa or ketchup.
It's close.
It's a great poll because it's like it's 51-49, right?
For salsa.
Look at you. You're so excited. Can you say that again?
For salsa.
All right. So here's the poll that they put, the New England Chevrolet dealers question of the night. This is from the Red Sox Sox booth account. Which of these players would have the biggest impact if they joined / rejoin the team down the stretch? Marcelo Meyer, Justin Slayton, Christian Campbell, Peyton Tolley. Who do you think won?
I was pretty dead set on. I was going to say Slayton until you said Tolley. I think it's Slayton.
Polls closed. Meyer, 39%. Slayton, 31%. Tolley, 16%. Christian Campbell, 14%.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, to me, it's Slayton, just because that leverage arm, because that's kind of what.
Okay. But I asked Alex Cora, and it was like, I don't think he wanted to really talk about it, but, you know, I felt like it was good to talk about at the press conference, which was, you know, how does he view calling up guys with no major league experience at the most important time of the year? We have plenty of examples of that. We have David Price going back. And like I said to Cora when I was asking the question, my apologies for bringing up bad memories because he was part of that game Price came into. ALCS 2008, strikes out J.D. Drew with the bases loaded. We have that. He had 5 regular season appearances. And Cora's like, well, like, what do you mean? It hasn't changed. Detroit did it last year. And they did. Jackson Job, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jackson Job get called up. RIP to his ligament.
Yeah.
So, but Jack, this happens. There's other examples. An example also of a guy here, Garrett Crochet. It was a weird year, but 2020, drafted, called up, boom, right? To help the White Sox fraudulent 2020 run. But I'm saying this because Peyton Tolley's sitting there, and I think David Sandlin had a rough outing yesterday, but Peyton Tolley is the guy. Peyton Tolley, everything, the image, the stuff, the persona, the can smell the carrot, all of that. Like, it is there. But still, like, you are taking a chance. I mean, we've had this in these parts before, Pat, about guys who were called up, who we said they're going to help. One that jumps to mind for me is Yoan Moncada.
Yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah.
Yoan Moncada was going to be, he was like 60 for 60 in stolen bases in the minors. And it's like, okay, Travis Shaw, we're going to upgrade at third base. He's not getting it done. So we're going to call up Yoan Moncada from AA, and at very least, he's going to be this designated pinch runner, which they don't really do too much anymore, but designated pinch runner in the postseason. And so he gets called up, and he is awful at third. He gets picked off all over the place, it just it falls, and then he ends the year. They fall out of it, and they didn't fall out of it. But at the end of the year, he's like he strikes out his last 9 plate appearances. It just was not happening, all of it. So it's not. There's no guarantee that it'll happen, but there is that temptation to look at David Price, to look at some of these other people, say, "Oh man, that might be a difference maker, right?"
Yeah, and I think the big thing too with that is it can be such a catapult for it. Like Price came in, had that insane postseason run, and then just took off career-wise. Like if you can get Peyton Tolley up here and he can deliver, that it's a launching pad. He's just going to completely take off.
Yes or no, Peyton Tolley is up here and making the postseason roster?
No, because okay. I think it's going to be Sandlin.
Oh, you do?
I do.
All right.
I do.
Okay. All right.
I wish, but I think it's going to be Sandlin.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. As we said, Lucas Giolito is going to be calling in. Not going to be walking down, but he's going to be calling in. If we can somehow power through all these fans. The fans are lining up here at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Everyone's lining up, getting ready for the game, getting ready for the Jaren Duran lookalike contest. I still have yet to see more than one Jaren Duran lookalike, other than yourself, Pat.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that one guy, I'm telling you right now,
the guy we saw is going to win. Yeah, he's got the hair. He's got the whole thing. Yeah. So we get a lot to get to, but right now, Tommy, from your diaphragm, give us a good trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It was another magical Friday night at Fenway Park. The Sox are tied with the Marlins going into the bottom of the ninth, and with the bases loaded, Trevor Story singled to right to walk it off for the Sox. 2-1 was your final score. Here's what Story had to say after the game.
Just in those bigger situations, less is more. And because you feel all the energy, you feel the excitement of everything, and you know it's easy to get big in that situation. So for me, just trying to shoot something like that and hit the ball hard, put the barrel on it.
The Sox play game 2 of their 3-game series against the Marlins this afternoon. And as always, you can listen to the game right here on WEEI, the Shaw's and Star Market, Red Sox Radio Network, Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Coverage starts at 3:10 on the Mass Mutual pregame show with our good friend Joe Weil. First pitch at 4:10 with Brian Bayo on the mound. Will and Sean have the call for tonight's game. Then the Patriots are currently playing their second preseason game against the Minnesota Vikings. The game kicked off at 1 o'clock and it is still 0-0 with 6 left to go in the first quarter. I'm Tom Cristofiulli, and that's what's trending here on WEEI, WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tom.
All right, let's go. Let's get right to it. This is the Baseballs and Boring Show. I'm Rob Bradford along with Pat from Play Tessie. Hottest podcast around. One of the hottest.
You got it.
I tried listening to the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift one.
I
lasted like 3 minutes. Couldn't do it. But hey, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about the great game of baseball. Yep. We're here at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. It is fantastic. People are lining up. It's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be at Fenway Park. And the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Vibes are high. You know what's another striking thing, Pat? We talked about people turning away from, hey, you can give me that bobblehead, but that's not why I'm here sort of dynamic.
Yeah.
People here right now, yeah, they're here for like the Duran thing, Duran lookalike contest and want to get in. But keep in mind, and I tweeted this, like this is a fact, preseason football is boring. Let's just get our head around that. People, you know, when people give me stats about Drake May on July 31st, you know, throwing an interception against someone with no pads on, I don't care. But evidently it's a thing. I get it. Football usually rules. But this is another example of this. If this was a regular season football day, like Patriots at 1 o'clock, it might be different. But last year, even with the preseason, even with the crappiest of Patriots teams, I don't even think you get this many people out here, right?
No. And I'm like leaning, looking down outside the studio, and I can't even see the end of the line.
Yeah.
And it's what, 2.5 hours before first pitch?
Yeah. A lot of people.
A lot of people.
You're going to take it off.
None of them look like Jaron Duran.
I know, but your traps will take, you know, put the bag on your head, flex your traps, consider it done. All right, let's get to the call. 617-779-7937. Jeff in Watertown, always a highlight of my week talking to you, Jeff. Thank you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good, Bradfo. How are you doing, Pat?
You know, not too bad.
Bradfo, I'm with you that I love this, this team. It's different. I'm glad to be, you know, engaged the way I am. I think Scott McFarlane should underwrite Fridays. It should be McFarlane Fridays from now
Ooh.
On. Because,
Ooh.
You know, they're like, I actually think about Friday now as like, oh, I got to catch the Friday game because it's going to be exciting. It just has that kind of brand to it. But I still, you know, I still have the Jeremy Jacobs feeling about this team, and especially our conversation the other day about the salary cap and everything. And I do worry that if John Henry is going to be the one leading the conversation around getting a salary cap, that he's not going to sign Bregman to a, you know, 4-year, you know, $180 million contract or whatever it might be to keep him, that he's going to want to toe the line. And so I still feel like we're swimming with one hand tied behind our back. And I loved Dustin May's performance the other night. I mean, I was down on him, but that was a fun game, and he was, you know, that was fun. So I'm really, like, I'm excited. It's fun again, but yet there's still that shadow that hangs over it.
Yeah,
I look at Seattle and what they did, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, that's I get it, Jeff. I get it. Like, there are potential holes in the boat here. There's no question about that. There are potential problems. And the Bregman thing, you know, a lot of people just want to avert their eyes to it. Want to avert their eyes to a lot of different things. And I think that with Bregman, I'll just say this real quick about this, Jeff and Pat, is that I just think the Red Sox are going into this saying, we don't think he's going to opt out. Like, I think that's their approach to it. Like, we don't think he's going to opt out. And I think, Jeff, you bring up a good point. Well, you know, if we don't think he's going to opt out and he's going to, and there's this lockout coming, and there's this whatever salary cap thing that they're trying to implement, then why are we going to get it all convoluted and try to sign them to a big deal? I don't know. This isn't like signing Roman Anthony or Christian Campbell or Brian Bale or Sedan Rafaela to a deal. I mean, this is an enormous deal. So, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. But once again, I just think that we're here in mid-August, Jeff. And the other part about this equation for the Boston Red Sox as currently constituted is not only are they really good at home, not only have they figured out that, yes, they are good at these things, but also the American League stinks. And we said it last year, but I kind of think it stinks worse than last year. Jeff?
I do too, but I do think Seattle, I feel like we're Seattle's kid brother. Like, I really feel like they did everything they needed to do to put themselves in the best position to win the pennant. And that's what we used to do as Red Sox fans. And, you know, so it's in a vacuum, I really enjoy the team and it's fun and it's different than the last few years. But then when I step back and look around what, you know, okay, Milwaukee's insane. I understand that's insane. But you look at, again, Seattle is the team to me that just did everything that you were supposed to do to position yourself to win a pennant.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. Yeah, I mean, I think I say that it stinks, but Seattle is a team right now because of what they did, because of what they were already. Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely. And let's be honest, too. The biggest thing with the Red Sox, Jeff and Pat, is that we say, what's the most important thing? What is the most important part of the equation? Well, it is finding pitchers who are going to be able to pitch on the biggest stage in the postseason. They said that. The Red Sox said that. This is what they were trying to get at the trade deadline. That's why Giolito is so important. That's why Bayo is so important. And ultimately, you have to get the best version of them because, Jeff, you raise a good point. You're going to have to go up against a team that has really, really good starting pitching along with, all of a sudden, a decent offense.
And not to mention that you're going to have to go to Seattle. So you're going to have to play across the country, probably, to play those games. I mean, the whole, you know. So, again, in a vacuum, I'm excited. But when I step back, I still feel like we're, you know, we've got one hand tied behind our back.
So. All right. So it's fair. It's fair. It's all right. Yep. It's all right.
All right, McFarland on Friday. Pitch that to Scott.
Oh, yes, I like it. Excellent. I mean, like as we said, Scott McFarland. Thanks for the call, Jeff. As we said, Scott McFarland put him on the list of people who have agreed to get the baseballs and boring tattoo.
Oh yeah,
Red Sox. Oh, you know that?
No.
Oh yeah, he called in last week.
Ah.
Yeah, he is also getting the baseballs and boring tattoo if the Red Sox win the World Series.
In his case, when the Red Sox win the World Series.
So
we're going to have so many matching tattoos.
I mean, so many flights. We're going to have to charter a plane to L.A. for Mr. Cartoon. That's another thing Roman Anthony said. He said if Mr. Cartoon does it, then he'll definitely get it.
Yeah, that was the selling point.
Yeah, that was a selling point. Well, you know, we have connections. Steve in Fall River. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm all right. Jeff in Watertown has to look in the mirror and say, if he had his way, he wouldn't be having fun right now. His way to run this team, they wouldn't be fun. You talk about the 3-0 in the World Series. What were you going to get? You were going to get the odds on how they're going to win, bro?
Well, if they're up 3-0 in the World Series, I'm going to start making arrangements.
And if you have a show the next day, you'll have this baseball is a farming show, and Jeff from Watertown calls up, and they're 3-0. He's going to start with something. Wow, I don't know what they're going to do with this. They're up 3-0, but I'm worried about blah, blah, blah. And that's the way it's been. It's been that way when they weren't doing good. He's still got problems. So you need to channel your Alex Cora, and when they get in first place, he's out of the first. Why he's out of the leadoff spot on your show, Rob?
No, never, never. Yeah. Never. You know what? Yeah. Because it's yeah. – I will say this, Steve. Steve, I will say this. Jeff is an optimist usually, but he's also a realist. And the points – hold on, Steve. The points – if people bring up good points and people bring up points of, hey, you know what? This is how I feel. You have a good point?
It's all subjective. You don't know what they're going to do with Bregman. You said, oh, they might deal with the cap and the word stoppage. He's got $120 million coming to him. He may not get out of his contract. He's got a big contract. They overpaid for him, and they gave him the opt-out. They've done already what they had to do. Do you think Do you think, Rob, after they're looking at the contracts they dumped in California, you know, the three they dumped over there in California, Rafi Devers, the guy in San Diego, and now bust they got over there in L.A., they're not thinking that we don't want any more of that?
I mean, Steve.
Rob, you know what
Steve.
I'm talking about. Mookie Betts till 2029, 230 hitter now for 5 points.
All right. This is where we part ways.
Rob, wait a minute. Those three contracts out there are toxic waste going forward.
Let me ask you this.
They don't want that, Rob.
Steve, one last chance. Mookie Betts at $365 million. Going through, was it to 2029? Is that right?
You would not take that contract.
You would not take Mookie Betts right now.
The next 5 years are going to be a disaster for
That's
him.
That's not true. Have you seen what he's hitting? Have you seen what he's hitting lately?
Rob, I see what he's done. He's not good. It's not good. Let's leave Mookie Betts out of it. He's not here anymore.
Why?
Let me talk about Garrett Crochet very quickly.
Okay, all right, real quick.
They have a top three. We know what it is. The biggest problem they have in this top three is the number one guy. He's the guy that's the big wild card. They're cemented in what they're going to get out of the number two guy, and they're cemented in my opinion, of what they're going to get out of Bale. The guy that's the wild card is Crochet. He's been trending down since before the All-Star break. I think they need to do what they used to do with Pedro, give him 2 weeks off somewhere and let him reset. All these other things they've been doing have not been working. I want to say one other thing. Please, one other thing. Trevor Story is the most valuable player on this team. Rob, last night I heard you talk about this game. You talked about Roman Anthony. You talked about Bregman. And you talked about Jarren Duran. You did not say that they only had three hits. Trevor Story had two, and he had the game-winning hit. And he's holding this entire defense together. And he's more important in the clubhouse than Alex Bregman. No matter what this show wants to say, all these guys on the broadcast want to overemphasize what Bregman does.
Steve, can I ask you one question, Steve, before I let you go? It's already been a long time. Is that I don't disagree with anything you said about Trevor Story except one thing. How in the world do you – no, hold on, Steve. I'm going to give you one last chance. I agree with everything you said except for one thing. How in the world do you know, Steve, how important that Trevor Story is in the clubhouse compared to Alex Bregman? How do you know that?
Why? I heard a question to Jarren Duran last week when I came home in the last homestand, and they asked about how important Trevor Story was. I think he won the game that night. He's been winning the game a lot. And the way that I heard Jarren Duran, he had to take a pause for a second. He was very emotional. The guy's very important. I've been listening to this broadcast, and I have to hear – and I'm not taking anything away from Bregman. Oh, he's an in-game coach. He's telling them what to do with the batting. When he was hurt, he was this, he was that. I get all that. I'm not diminishing it. But you did it just now. You're telling me about Bregman did this, Roman Anthony did that, Duran did that. The guy had two out of the three hits.
Because I was talking about the three guys at the top of the order and how they changed all the lineup. Okay. All right, Steve. Thanks, man. Call back next week. I look forward to it. It's going to be great. It's going to be outstanding, Pat, right? Excellent job.
Yeah, yeah. And I looked up Garrett Crochet's stats the last five games.
Yeah.
He's 4-1 with a 2.81.
Yeah, I think people get this twisted. And we can talk about Crochet. But you know what? We got to take a break because we got Giolito calling in. You know what? Just part of the program, part of the family, part of the Baseball Isn't Boring family. Guy named Giolito. He's going to be calling in. We're here at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. People filtering from the Jarren Duran lookalike contest. We'll give the play-by-play for that somehow, some way. But more importantly, we're going to talk about the great game of baseball all the way up to the pregame show. That's Pat from Play Tessie. I'm Rob Bradford. Tom behind the glass. What a time to be alive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Be back after this. All right. Welcome back to the Baseballs and Boring Show, live from the Fort Fenway Clubhouse Studios. Guess who we got on the line? The man that our producer Tommy tried to call the Magic Man, and rightfully so, Lucas Giolito said, "What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking. Don't ever call me the Magic Man again." Correct, Lucas? What's going on?
That's not what I said.
you want to paint me in this light. Do you want to be called the Magic Man? I mean,
I'm cool with it. It's fine. A little bit of a Houdini act last night. I was giving up a lot of doubles.
Ooh!
We got out of it, though.
Well, I mean, I think that, and again, I appreciate you joining. Pat from Play Tessie is here as well. You know them very well.
Yep.
But, you know, I think it was more along the lines of, and I like the Houdini thing, but I think you obviously said it's a magical place. If you had to power rank the magical places that you have been in, give me your top three magical places.
Sistine Chapel, Fenway Park, no particular order.
Okay.
And Anfield.
And where?
Anfield.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. That's a pretty good list.
Those are my three.
All right. And I mean, recency bias, you know, I don't want to ask you to rank them because obviously you're fresh off the experience last night. You've pitched in some big moments and some big atmospheres and some big ballparks. What is different about that magical place that you described last night? Like, what is different about that vibe, that environment at Fenway Park? And I know that I'm basically giving the Red Sox this opportunity to have a promotion, but still, I think it's notable. You've been around, you've seen places. What makes it different?
There's something about our weekends at Fenway, man. It's hard to put a finger on. I said last night in my post game, it just feels magical. But I think it's just like the energy, especially the energy that the fans bring. You know, we're selling out a lot these days, and how into the game the fans are. Because I know that this place is kind of like a tourist destination. But now that we're playing good baseball, we're getting later into the season, you just feel that energy. The fans are super into the game and kind of aware of what's going on. And, you know, they're on their feet for the big moments. And I think for us, like, it just gives us that home field advantage, like, to a whole nother level.
Lucas, Pat here. Over the past 30 games at home, you guys are 21-9, and you kind of alluded to it, but there's something about these weekend home games, and it might I add, the green uniforms seem to be magic themselves. How much does the crowd...
all the walk-offs.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like a running joke now. Oh, Friday, green jerseys, walk-off incoming, and it happened again last
night.
Well,
let me pause that question for you, because I said this, Lucas, before, where last year, and I know that you were sort of on the periphery of it, but last year when you had a promotion like you did last night with the unwell people from that podcast, Alex Cooper, or you had Noah Kahn or whatever, everyone was like, all right, I'm coming for that. Now it actually feels like they're coming for baseball games, you know?
Yeah, and then the, like, promotional stuff is just a bonus, right? Like, I think last night, like you said, with the unwell podcast and all those people here, you know, we definitely had – a greater showing of women fans last night. You know, that's the big draw, which is great. But at the same time, like, people are coming out here to watch a really solid Red Sox baseball right now. And, you know, I feel that we've been delivering that, especially at home. So, you know, that's great job, fans. Keep it up. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Sorry, I interrupted Pat's question. Go ahead, Pat.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, the momentum, especially on these home games and especially on the weekends, and the vibe is just so different compared to years prior. How does it feel compared to even looking back to, like, April and May of this year to what the atmosphere has been the last month or so? Did the guys notice that? Is that something that's palpable in the clubhouse?
Absolutely. Yeah, we notice it. We talk about it. But, you know, it's just on us to keep playing good baseball and keep delivering what the fans are coming here for, you know? And so we're just going to keep on staying on that grind.
By the way, right, speaking of staying on the grind, I don't actually know why I mentioned that, but right outside here, there's a Jaren Duran lookalike contest. So I know that everyone's talking about that. If I had said, Lucas, come on down and partake in the Jaren Duran lookalike contest, what aspect of Jaren Duran would you prioritize?
I would make sure that I quickly go and get an entire leg sleeve, get a back piece, fill up both of my arms with tattoos.
Well, you're almost there, which reminds me, I can't remember because the list is getting so long. Did you agree to the baseballs and boring tattoo if you win the World Series? I can't remember.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
Another one.
All right. I think you already agreed.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, the manager's in, everybody's in. It's all the cool kids. So let's talk about you. And you talked about sort of your evolution this year. And as we hit with it's rubber meet the road time, the last month and a half, this is obviously a lot is being put on you because you're a top of the rotation guy. You're a guy that's proven they can do it. You're a guy that if they get into a postseason series, like, here's Lucas Giolito versus whoever. Like, how do you that? First of all, that must jack you up. And number two, how do you feel about yourself right now heading into this stretch drive?
I feel good. I feel good with where I'm at, you know, mechanically, mentally, physically, all that. It's fun to go out there and take the ball right now, especially with how solid our defense has been. Like, I just have so much trust that if I execute pitches, they put the ball in play. Like, we have the right guys there that are just making great plays. Our catcher core is just fantastic. know, kind of all aspects of the game are, I just really like where we're at. So it makes it fun to go out there, you know, take the ball, give us a good chance to win. But I'd say that about our whole starting rotation right now. I mean, you guys saw the adjustments Dustin May made and the amazing outing he had in Houston. So I think that we're just in a good spot right now. Just keep it going.
So you brought up Dustin May, and I had a quick question. So there was a game, I want to say it was middle of last week. So the plane celebration has become the new thing. Were you a part of the group that had to explain that celebration to him? What was that like to get him to be able to do the plane celebration?
Yeah. His first day in the dugout, I was standing next to him, and I was explaining to him all the celebrations. So, like, the old one we were doing, and then, like, the new one with the plane and turbulence. Like, I definitely got him up to speed, for sure.
Well executed. Although, Ref Snyder only does the sleeping one. He's the only one that does the sleeping one. Is that right?
You probably know more than I do, to be honest. I'm not really sure. I just know that we We put our hands out like we're on a plane. That's what we've been doing since the turbulence flight.
Was that the worst flight you've ever been on?
It was, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, okay. It was like the closest I've ever been to being sick on an airplane, for sure.
Really? All right. Yeah. All right, well, we're glad you made it, because if you didn't make it, then we couldn't have this conversation. So we appreciate you. And also,
there we go.
So, like, we're all the big winners. By the way, I know that every time you come on the podcast, we like to talk about entertainment stuff. So I am going to ask you.
Yep.
All right. Right. Yeah. I know that this is a straight ball right down the middle for you. When something comes out on Netflix, I usually gravitate to it right away. So you're kind of the same way, I think. I just powered through what was the show about the weight loss? The Biggest Loser. Remember that show, The Biggest Loser?
Yeah, I never watched that.
Okay, I'm not
super into reality TV. Every once in a while, I'll get kind of like hooked in on a reality show, but it's generally not like what I'm seeking out.
But this was a documentary on how fraudulent it was, which makes me happy.
A documentary about the reality show.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out. That seems interesting. Yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
Spoiler alert, caffeine pills were involved. What are you locked in on now?
I just finished watching Andor on Disney Plus. It's one of like the spin-offs Star Wars series that they've done a bunch of them, and I'm a big Star Wars fan. I always have been. I gotta say, it is just an incredible two seasons of television.
Ooh, really?
It is on another level. Yes. So, you know, when Disney acquired Star Wars, I rolled my eyes massively, and then they put out three really crappy movies. They did put out the spinoff movie called Rogue One, which I don't know if you saw Rogue One or not. It's very good. It's the best film of like Disney Star Wars by far. Nothing comes close. And then they've done some series. They did The Mandalorian. I wasn't really a big fan of that. They've done some other ones that are all pretty garbage, but I was like, you know what? I liked Rogue One. Andor is about the main character of Rogue One. But like the years leading up to the events of the movie of Rogue One, which are the events that take place right before A New Hope. So I was like, you know what? Let me watch Rogue One. And it kind of has a slow start. I wasn't super into it the first couple episodes, but then I got hooked. It's the best writing, I think, in all of Star Wars. Like, and that's including the original three movies.
Wow.
That's including the prequels.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it is the best writing. The set design, the CGI is all fantastic. The characters, the character arcs, it is really, if it wasn't like a Star Wars show and it was its own thing, it'd be like, oh yeah, this is like one of my favorites. You know, this thing should be winning Emmys. I know it came out a couple of years ago. I'm a little late to the party on it, but I definitely recommend it. I've been recommending it to everybody.
No, man, I just started rewatching Ozark. So it's never too late. Never too late.
Yeah.
So, Lucas, down in spring training, I think we were talking about Severance and then movies that were coming out. Have you seen Weapons yet? Mm-hmm.
So my brother saw Weapons. So my brother saw it. He's heavily recommending that I go and see that. I probably will. I'm not a big horror guy. I don't like jump scares. But if the movie's really good, then I will, you know, I'll look past my, like, I don't like that feeling of like something popping out and it getting really loud, but I will look past that and go and see the movie because I hear it's really great.
All right. Well, let it be said, let it be done. If I get you a top hat, will you wear it? Because now that you are proclaimed as the Magic Man, we have to do a photo shoot.
Nope. That request is denied.
All right, let me write this down. Tattoo, yes. Top hat, no. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, well, man, I hope you enjoy your day, and I really appreciate you jumping on, and we'll see you in a little bit. Thanks, Lucas.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right, great Lucas Giolito, the go-to guy for Baseballs and Boring, and Playtesty. He's been on Playtesty before.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Could talk about anything. We could talk about a million different.
It was funny because I just thought of it literally as he was hanging up. I meant to ask him about, I don't know if you saw it, Matt Strom's Pokemon quote.
I was gonna, but I would absolutely have butchered it. I would have absolutely butchered it. So real quick before we go to break, explain this.
So Matt Strom, who's giant card collector, huge, like collects the home runs or the cards of guys who hit home runs off him, all this stuff.
And Tyler Bronski, by the way, who was here, who used to be at NASA, and he's the one who got this video.
So he asked about making money in the cards business, and Matt Strom advised to buy Pokemon cards instead of sports cards because, and I quote, Pikachu is not going to tear his ACL, and Charizard is not going to get a DUI. I think if we asked Lucas, though, the whole segment would have doubled.
I know. Well, yes. That is Baseballs and Boring podcast version. That's coming up at some point this week.
Oh yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. Oh, who knows? Because we got a lot to get to. We were limited by time a little bit, limited by subject. There was a lot to get to. So in synopsis, doesn't mind the nicknames. Congratulations, Tom. Doesn't mind the nickname Magic Man. All right, Tom.
Yep.
Okay. And we'll get a tattoo. We'll not wear a top hat.
Maybe a Magic Man tattoo to go with it.
No. Anyway, all right. You're almost there. You're almost pitching a perfect game. But we got another hour to go, so there's more time to have your excellence, Tom, to have your excellence, Pat, and to have our excellence here at the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. This is Baseball Isn't Boring on the radio. Much better than preseason football. It's science. People lining up. We'll go check out the Jaren Duran lookalike contest. We'll get an update from that. And obviously, we're storming on into the pregame show. A lot of stuff going on here at Fenway Park. What a absolute great time to be alive. And a reminder, the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio is brought to you by your New England Ford dealers in the Ford Summer Sales event. Hurry in to get your great deals now, including on F-Series. Official truck of the Red Sox. Be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.